This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute Grammar from the BBC.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Catherine.
And me, Rob. Hello.
And today's programme is all about describing things.
Yes, that's right. We're going to explain how to use the words to and very with adjectives to describe things.
We are, and we'll show you how to use the word enough with adjectives and nouns.
We'll explain the difference between too much and too many.
And we'll finish with a quiz, so listen carefully.
And to help us with all our example sentences today, we're bringing you this episode of 6 Minute Grammar from a clothes shop.
Yes, we're clothes shopping.
We are. Well, Catherine's clothes shopping.
Yes, I'm going to a party. Rob, look, this blue dress, I love it. Do you?
Not really my colour.
Rob, it's not you. You're not going to wear it, Rob.
Okay.
Actually, it's too big. But look, this one's nice. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, it's a bit short, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's too small.
Too big, too small. Catherine used the word too here with the adjectives big and small to say that the dress is not right. It's bigger or smaller than she wants or needs.
Right, Rob, found one, red one. Look, what do you think?
Actually, I do like the colour. Yeah, it suits you.
It's lovely, isn't it? But, Rob, it's very expensive.
Is it? Yes. Look at that, £150. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
So, we use very with an adjective to make it stronger. The red dress is not just expensive, it's very expensive.
Very, very expensive. But look, green one. Look at this green one. It's cheaper and it looks big enough. What do you think, Rob? Is this the one?
I think this could be the one. It does suit you, actually.
Thank you.
And it's cheaper.
Yes.
Let's take it before you change your mind. Do you have enough money?
Do I have enough money, Rob? Are you serious? Of course I have.
Let's see your purse.
Yes.
Okay.
It's come in.
So the word enough with an adjective describes the right amount of something. So the green dress is big enough and long enough. So we've found it. We've got the dress. Hooray.
Rob. Actually, I don't have enough cash on me and my credit card's in the office.
Oh.
I don't suppose, Rob, would you mind?
What are you saying here? Okay, I see what you're saying.
Thank you, Rob.
How much is
Thank
it?
Thank you.
So we can also use enough before a noun to say that we have the right amount of something. So we can ask, do you have enough money? And we can also use enough in the negative to say we have less of something than we need. So Catherine doesn't have enough cash.
Thank you, Rob. You're very generous.
Okay, time for a recap. We use too before an adjective.
The blue dress is too small.
Very goes before an adjective.
The red dress is very expensive.
Enough goes after an adjective.
This dress is big enough.
And enough goes before a noun.
I don't have enough money.
Okay, let's go. I've done enough shopping for one day.
Okay, come on.
6 Minute Grammar from bbclearningenglish.com.
Phew, right, we're back in the studio. It's just like magic, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Catherine, you got the dress, so how was the party?
The party was great. It was really good, except I ate too much food and...
Yes?
There were too many people wearing my dress.
Oh dear, what does the one dress?
Yeah, no, green one, it was, okay.
Okay.
The same.
Oh, well, that's a pity. So this is too with much and many to talk about an amount or number of something that's more or less than we want or need.
Yes, so I ate more food than I needed.
And it's a pity there were too many green dresses.
Yeah.
So for plural countable nouns like dresses, we use too many. Too many dresses, too many people.
Yes, and for uncountable nouns like food and money, we use too much.
And Catherine ate too much food.
And the red dress cost too much money.
It did, luckily. Now, be careful not to use very with strong adjectives. You can't say the party was very fantastic.
No, instead say the party was absolutely fantastic.
But not for you. And now it's time for a quiz. Fill the gaps. Number one, I can't hear you. There's too noise.
And the answer is, I can't hear you. There's too much noise.
Good. Number two, Hero is only 13. He's not old to drive yet.
Hero is only 13. He's not old enough to drive yet.
And number three, those shoes don't fit me. They are small.
Those shoes don't fit me. They are too small.
So no more parties then?
Well, actually, Rob, there is one coming up this weekend.
Oh.
And I've been shopping and I saw a lovely pair of blue shoes and they're not too expensive.
So you've got time to go and get your credit cards for this one, haven't you? I'm not paying. OK, well, there's more about this on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6-Minute Grammar soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.